Welcome to Learning from Experience, a podcast for college students and recent grads who want to hear directly from alumni on how they adjusted their lives post-graduation, including personal stories of success, career readiness, and tips for navigating the real world. I'm Allison Connell, Director of Marketing and Communications for the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and I'll be talking with Michelle Bailey, who graduated from the college in 2014 with a bachelor's degree in communication and a minor in women and gender studies. Michelle Bailey is a content manager at Juniper Print Shop and has over 7 years of experience in marketing. She's dabbled in different fields, including social media and influencer marketing, but now focuses her efforts on email and SMS marketing. She loves helping brands tell their stories and engage customers through compelling digital content. All right. So to start, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself, your background, and your current job?
Yeah. So I went to ASU and graduated in 2014 with a comm degree and a minor in women's studies. And right now I am working at a print shop called Juniper Print Shop that works with independent artists. And we also sell vintage art. Our founder is an interior designer. And so we have a really strong background in interior design and just help people find art that's right for their home, whether it's as small as an 8x10 or as large as oversized. There I am kind of have evolved in my role. I started off on the social media team and now I'm working on digital marketing there. So currently running our ad strategy and also working on SMS and email marketing.
Very nice. So, you know, kind of like looking back, did you expect to be where you are now when you started, you know, your studies at ASU?
Oh gosh, no. I had no idea when I was at ASU what I thought I would do. I had some inklings maybe towards fashion, maybe towards event planning, but it's funny because when I was in school, the role I'm in now didn't even exist. And the roles I've actually done before this position didn't exist. So going in, I kind of was really open to any possibilities and just kind of knowing that I was going to not like some subjects and like some and just really pay attention to what stuck out for me. And yeah, it kind of just led me on the path I am today.
So what type of career did you think you'd end up in?
When I was in college, I just remember really being a huge fan of Lauren Conrad. And I thought that was where I was going to go, like event planning, party planning. It seems so glamorous. And I think they don't really tell you the other side of it, which is so much work, so much in-person work too, and working weekends. And so I realized quickly that it probably wasn't the role for me, but I think that's where I saw myself going at first.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about how you ended up at Juniper Print Shop?
I feel like I kind of have to start from the beginning, which is when I took a social media internship, like right out of, I was working as a retail manager after graduation, didn't really know what I wanted to do yet. And so was working retail management and I took a internship at an agency. It was almost felt like a step back at the time because I was 23 years old and I was a manager in retail. And then I went from being that to an apprentice, essentially, at an agency. But it was the best step I ever took in my career. It really helped kind of like set me off on the trajectory that I landed up with today. So I started off as a social media manager and then moved into influencer marketing at my next job. Then went back to social media. And now I'm working in email, ads, and SMS. And the way I found the position at Juniper was from a friend from an old agency. So it really just shows maintaining relationships from past jobs is so helpful. The connections and networking is invaluable. So that's how I landed up at Juniper. And they had a need for social media, but then later on they really found out that their digital marketing efforts needed a boost too. And so I kind of just fell into place.
So it sounds like you've been given like new opportunities within each role to kind of like grow into a different, you know, path and kind of keep growing your skills.
Yeah. And they're all things that I didn't really think I would do. They kind of, the opportunity arose and I just said yes to it. And it's a lot of, you know, going to webinars, online webinars, just learning behind the scenes stuff that no one can really prepare you for until you're in the situation. But I think just being ready and accepting the opportunity that comes is so important. And that's how I've kind of landed more like niche positions within companies.
So even though you aren't directly working in the field you went to school for, how is what you learned while you were at ASU, you know, how's that affected your career journey?
Well, I knew at ASU that I wasn't quite sure where I wanted to fit in career-wise. So I definitely stuck with a more broad major. And I feel like it really helped me because I honestly, the art of communication is like so much a huge deal throughout marketing and just learning how to work with others on your team, learning what other people want. So a lot of the like the relationship classes and the more just like broader communication classes helped me prepare for the role I'm in now. And I learned a lot there that can be applied to what I'm doing, kind of searching a little bit, I'm trying to remember the classes too.
No, I think that's good. Cause it's okay. Like all of like the career ready skills that you're kind of learning, like more of like the soft skills that help you prepare to, you know, work with people, mm-hmm. you know, no matter what role you're in, how to communicate, how to build strong relationships with people.
Yeah.
All of that is rooted in communication.
Yes, definitely.
How do you think your own creativity and interests have factored into what you're doing now?
Yeah. So while I was working at as a retail manager and while I was in college, I had kind of a side hustle. Like before influencer marketing was the conglomerate that it is today, I was a microblogger of some sort. So really looking into like what's going on locally, pairing outfits together, a lot of fashion related stuff. So I was able to kind of have that as a creative outlet. And then I think it led to more opportunities because that social media background really helped me get my entry level position as an apprentice. And just kind of having that skill set really set me apart from other people that were freshly graduated and didn't have those skills yet.
So there can be a lot of pressure to find the perfect job right after college. What advice would you share with a recent graduate about maybe why it's okay to take your time or even take a different route than expected once you graduate?
Yeah, that's great advice. I wish I would have known that when I graduated. I definitely took it to heart and felt like I was going to find my dream job right after college. And so after a few interviews at sales companies, learning that that was not the path for me, I kind of took it more as almost like trial and error, that you're not going to get it right on the first time and you'll love stuff from a current job you're working. You'll really dislike stuff. And just remembering what you dislike when you bring that to the new position and knowing, you know, maybe this isn't my strong suit. I'd love to have a career path that doesn't include this, but kind of just picking and choosing and helping create your own kind of career of choice. It's not going to be laid out for you. You kind of have to pick and choose yourself.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. What is one thing you wish you'd done while in college that you didn't have the opportunity to do?
I wish I would have taken advantage of more of the other opportunities that I kind of didn't even know existed at the point. I knew a lot of my friends were doing study abroad programs, but at the time I just assumed I didn't have funds. I was working and I didn't know that it was available, that there's grants and there's other scholarships you can apply for. I wish I would have looked harder into that and have done some study abroad research. It looks like everyone had such a great time and I would have loved to travel. And my other, I would have loved to have been involved in an internship of some sort. Again, I was working during school and I was really busy, but I didn't know that some could count as credits. So I think if I would have done a little bit more research there, I could have had more experience before I graduated college, as opposed to trying to garner all this experience after graduating.
So can you share how you've used your own side hustle to advance your career network?
Yeah. So on the side, I've kind of dabbled in blogging and photography, and it really just stemmed out of my own creative desires. I always love to take photos and just to kind of capture the moment. I didn't know how important that would be later on with content creation. So that really helped me prepare and kind of be a step ahead of others, because I had this hobby that kind of got me ready for the world of social media and sharing life in real time. So I think just having that side hustle or that passion project on the side can lead to bigger things that might not be evolving at the moment, but in a year might create some opportunities.
Thank you for joining us today and learning from Michelle's experience. You can connect with Michelle on Instagram at Michelle Lella Bailey or on LinkedIn. To hear more alumni advice, head to our episode page wherever you listen to podcasts or visit thecollege.asu.edu/LFE podcast. See you next time.